From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. Violence in Nigeria. At least 47 people were killed and dozens others injured in a bomb attack on a crowded market in Borno State. The blast hit Tuesday at a market in Sabongari. No one claimed responsibility for that attack in Nigeria. U.S. officials have accused an international group of hackers and stock traders of stealing insider information and making as much as $100 million in illegal profits. Federal authorities in New Jersey said Tuesday it is the biggest scheme of its kind ever prosecuted. Authorities say hackers stole financial and other information from companies that published press releases. Paul Fishman is the U.S. attorney for New Jersey.
We allege that the conspirators stole more than 100,000 news releases, traded ahead of more than 800 company releases, and made more than $30 million.
Nine people in the U.S. and Ukraine have been indicted for alleged fraud. More than 20 other individuals and companies face related civil complaints. China's central bank devalued its currency by nearly 2% on Tuesday. The move will make China's exports less expensive and more competitive, but it will also make items imported into China more expensive for Chinese consumers. The change follows slumping exports and stock market turmoil in China's economy. China's devaluation prompted worries about economic growth, and major stock market indexes in the U.S. and Britain were down 1% or more on Tuesday. A young Mississippi couple has been arrested and charged with trying to join Islamic State militants in Syria. Mohammed Daklala and his fiancée were arrested by the FBI in Mississippi on Saturday as they prepared to embark on a plane trip to Turkey. The pair was charged with conspiring and attempting to provide material support to Islamic State. This is VOA News.